Good morning, and welcome to Netia's full year results conference call. Hosting today's call will be Mr. Miroslav Gadlevski, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Jon Eastick, Chief Financial Officer. Following management's formal comments, you'll have the opportunity to ask questions. Mr. Gadlevski, you may now begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Myself and Netia CFO, Jonathan Eastick, we will have a pleasure today to walk you through our 2010 results. Through the conference call, we'll be referring to a presentation which is posted on our investors website. If you go into that site, on the top right-hand of the page, you see a link to our conference call, and if you click it, then you have all the attachments, including the presentation we'll be referring to. You have it also available in the pages on the website where all our presentations are stored. So let me start with just referring to the results which were posted a year ago in our guidance. I'm very happy to say that we've over-delivered on almost all of those guided results. Our revenue for all of the 2010 was 1,569 million, which is above the guided one. Adjusted EBITDA, 359 million zlotys, which gives 23% margin, exactly what we were expecting to deliver. Our EBITDA is 586, and we'll be referring to the reversal of the impairment, so you will see the details behind it. Adjusted EBIT of 65 million zlotys, which is again above guidance, which was 60 million, and EBIT of 286 million zlotys. The capital invested was 200 million below what we were thinking of investing, and as we'll be going through the financial results, you will see how the programs of really scrutinizing costs are contributing to this outlay. Our broadband subscribers were 690,000, and I'll walk you through the details in a second. Let's flip to the page number three, which is really a summary of our achievements, and the summary of the presentation we'll be going through over the next half an hour or so. So again, our revenue was, as I said, 1,569 million zlotys, which is 4% up on a year-over-year basis. Our broadband subscriber services were 23% up on a year-over-year basis and 6% on a quarter-over-quarter basis. We are also growing voice services, which reached 1, 231,000 subscribers, and we're 6% up compared to prior year. What's even more important is that our market share grew into 11.5% and 13.1% on the broadband and fixed voice services respectively. And we are estimating, prior to announcement of the incumbent, that our net addition share for the whole of 2010 reached 30%, which is a very satisfactory one and is above what we were laying out in our strategy as the targeted net additions share. Very important point now for almost a third year is our progress on unbundling of the local loop. And here, not only that we reached 512 nodes unbundled, but we've already reached 127,000 clients at the end of last year. As I said, we'll be talking in details about the impairment reversal recorded in fourth quarter in just a second. And also, this will give you more light on the improvement of our EBITDA profitability, where it comes from. Our full year EBIT was 286, which is again an enormous improvement compared to prior year. Just a few highlights on non-financial topics. our 2010 major project client Domania reached it halfway, and I'll have one page of the presentation also walking you through some of the details, what that means for us and what we are aiming at. And we'll not be getting today in too much of the details, but as just as a reminder, we've announced our 2020 strategy along with a long-term outlook and then distribution policy in middle of January, and today we'll be happily sharing with you our 2011 guidance. So let's flip to page 4 of the presentation I referred to, just to take a little bit a deeper look at progress on our subscriber base. Page 4 shows the broadband subscribers, and as you can see on the top left hand of the presentation, we've reached 690,000 broadband ports, which gives us a market share of close to 12%. Very important is that 35% of all of those customers are serviced directly via our own network, which is obviously giving us much higher margin. And also within that, 127,000 of those customers are already on local loop unbundled infrastructure. Flipping to page 5, we can take a look at voice lines, where by the end of 2010 we reached 1,231,000 subscribers and market share of above 13%. By far we are the leading alternative operator in that services too. And within voice services, 32% of our customers are also serviced directly on our own network. And going forward, unlike with the broadband subscribers, we are aiming at maintaining our voice customer base throughout 2011. You may expect maybe slight increase, but the target is really to maintain that base going forward. Flipping to page 6, I will ask Jonathan Istik to walk us through financial performance of Netia in 2010.
Thank you very much, Mirek. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and it's my pleasure to take you through some of the financial details from Netia's annual results and fourth quarter results. As Mirek said, starting from page 6 with the key financial figures, first of all, on the left-hand panel, you'll see the results for 2010 for the year as a whole. We finished the year with revenue of 1,569,000,000 zloty. That's 4.2% up on the prior year. The business is very much like for like with our prior year business, whereas in previous years, obviously, we'd had the impact of the Tele2 acquisition reflected in the growth rate. The adjusted EBITDA result, 359.5 million zloty, for a 23% margin and 18.3% growth on the prior year. I'll talk extensively in a moment about the issues behind the reversal of the impairment charge of 221 million zloty. Which obviously feeds through to the net profit on the bottom line of 264 million zloty for 2010. Looking at the Q4 performance, very satisfactory as well, 394.2 million zloty of revenue. That's 2% up on the prior year, basically flat on Q3. And our adjusted EBITDA was up slightly at 87.7 million zloty, up from 85.5 million in Q3, and 14.3% up on a year earlier. One other comment to make on this slide, the available credit lines, you'll notice right now we don't have any formally in place credit. The situation we have right now is that we do have a mandate with a group of banks to help us on any large-scale acquisitions that come along. This is something that we signed in the middle of last year, and it's for a total of 700 million zloty. But right now we're not paying any arrangement fees or anything like that. There's basically it's an arrangement whereby they'll start to work with us as and when an acquisition opportunity comes along. So plenty of liquidity available to the company. We had 345 million zloty in cash available to us on the 31st of December on our balance sheet. Moving on to slide 7, just reporting back to you on our progress on EBITDA between Q3 and Q4. Those of you that were on the call 3 months ago will remember that we were explaining how we'd accelerated a lot of retention activities into Q3 in order to secure more of our customers ahead of the expected offensive from TP that began on the 1st of October. So we did predict to you back then that these costs would be reduced again during Q4, and that is indeed what has happened. You can see on slide 7 that the costs on the right-hand side of the slide, there was a decrease in the cost of retaining customers of about 3 million zloty compared to Q3, so the cost dropped from around 7 million to 4 million zloty quarter to quarter. Also the cost of migrating customers fell marginally. In terms of the overall EBITDA, this was obviously eaten by the usual increase in acquisition costs that come in during the fourth quarter of the year, as you can see there in the middle of the slide. So slightly increasing margins, lower spending on retention, slightly higher spending on SAC, gets us from the 85 million of Q3 through to the 88 million of EBITDA in Q4. Over the page on slide 8, the impairment reversal that we booked. This is really testimony to the turnaround in the fortunes of the company since the advent of economically viable regulatory access at the beginning of 2007, and when we announced our new strategy at that time. The company had invested significant amounts of money in the late 90s and early 2000s in its own local access infrastructure and in a backbone network. And because of insufficient numbers of customers signed up, the business took large write-offs in the region of 1.2 billion zloty between 2000 and 2006. As a result of that, every year part of the accounting process is to compare the future cash flows expected from the assets of the business with the carrying value of those assets. And in the event that it's clear that the future cash flows are going to be much higher than the carrying value, then it's appropriate to book an impairment reversal adjustment. And that's what happened in 2010. With the doubling of revenue since 2007, with the cost reduction project that we implemented during 2009 and locked in during 2010, we became much more confident that the cash flows that we're seeing right now are here to stay, and felt able to book the reversal adjustment. So the DCF is showing 1.85 million billion zloty, which means a reversal of 221 million zloty booked to the individual assets that were originally impaired in the first place. You'll see here on the right-hand side of the slide the methodology that was used. I think you'd agree with me that it was pretty conservative. We used weighted average cost of capital of 11.75%, a terminal growth rate on the products and services that we're operating right now of minus 1.2% per annum. And remember also that this calculation doesn't include the new projects that we recently announced for Strategy 2020, so it doesn't include VDSL upgrades, Ethernet network upgrades, new NGA projects, doesn't include TV services, etc. And it also doesn't include operating non-operating assets. It doesn't include the value of our deferred tax assets, the tax receivable that we still have outstanding in dispute with the tax office of 58 million zloty, and obviously not the cash that we have on our balance sheet, another 345 million zloty. So the impact of this reversal, obviously, is to increase net profits. It does also increase our distributable reserves. We now have 504 million zloty of distributable reserves as at the end of December 2010. It will have a knock-on impact on depreciation, and the depreciation charges will be a little bit higher in 2011 as a result of the impairment reversal. But we can easily cover that from the rising EBITDA that we're forecasting. So I'll be very happy to take any questions on impairment at the end of the call. Moving on to slide 9, we'll go quickly through the segment information, picking out any key highlights there. On slide 9, you have the revenue development by type of service. This was actually a very promising quarter from my perspective. The data revenues were growing strongly with services over our own network or over regulated access up 14% on the prior year fourth quarter. And it's only because of the sale of the transmission network to P4 over the last few quarters that the growth rate is reduced. You can see there that the P4 project was booking 10 million a quarter of revenue back in Q4 last year. Right now it books about 5 million a quarter as a result. The other revenues down somewhat. We didn't do as much wholesale business on voice termination during the fourth quarter of this year. And you'll see on the next couple of slides that our retail segments actually did quite well in terms of revenue growth during the fourth quarter. Looking at the residential segment on slide 10, you see that the slowdown in the intensity of the retention activity contributed to the margin rebounding from 13.2% in Q3 back to an EBITDA margin of 15.5% in Q4. There was also nice revenue growth coming through with 209 million of revenue for the quarter. This is a cash flow positive segment now, whereas this was a major cash consumer a couple of years ago. And you can see also further progress on the number of double plays. We moved up to 28% of lines now having at least two services purchased from Netia. Soho SME, also a very good performance during the fourth quarter. Revenue moved up from 46 to 48 million zloty. Margins also very solid at 32%, so on the long run average. And again, further progress on the number of double plays, 41% up to 43% in the fourth quarter. So the growth strategy here is offsetting pretty significant revenue or ARPU pressure in this segment from the general economic environment. And we have high hopes for this segment in 2011. Over the page on the corporate segment on slide 12, the gradual fall in revenue continuing, but only very gradually. We had 87 million zloty of revenue from the segment of large corporates in Q4 last year, 85 million Q4 in 2010. The revenue split shows really where the major challenge is. The voice revenues are shrinking a little bit faster than we're able to grow the data revenue as of now. A whole host of new initiatives have been put into place to accelerate our sales of data services going forward as part of our new corporate strategy, which is part of our strategy 2020. And again, we're looking to turn around the trend on corporate during the course of 2011. Obviously a very cash generative segment, mostly operating over our own network. So with 50% EBITDA margins and cash and capex at a very manageable level. The carrier segment, as I already mentioned, less wholesale termination activity seen during the fourth quarter, fed through to a revenue of 49 million zloty versus 57 million in Q3. and this is the major reason why our revenue overall didn't grow during the fourth quarter on a sequential basis. The margins reflect the less infrastructure heavy products in the customer mix. We had a lot of P4 revenues on relatively high margins with high capital intensity in Q4 last year, relatively little by Q4 of 2010, and obviously the lower margin transmission termination activity also pulls down the margin. But again, a very cash flow generative segment of our business. Cost reduction, no fireworks here, headcount very stable. We're, for the third quarter in a row, running with 20% of sales for general sales expenses and 9% of sales for general administration costs. So the cost savings of about $140 million on an annual basis generated from Project Profit are well and truly locked in, and we look forward to those continuing in 2011. On slide 15, you can see our CapEx investment performance and also the history of the operating free cash flow. The capital investment came in at 200 million zloty for the whole of 2010. We continue to spend heavily on broadband and on backbone capacity activity, related activity, in particular also obviously on the LLU rollout, which translated into 110 million of spending during the during 2010. On the other hand, we've been very restrictive on IT spending and on spending on our own network, in particular on the Corpo segment, in particular on voice service focused customers, for example, with the result that the overall CapEx spend was down on 2009. In 2011, we see that reversing. This is chiefly because of continuing the LLU rollout to get to 700 nodes by the end of 2011, and also the first stages of our VDSL and Ethernet rollouts, which will begin during the course of this year. Operating free cash flow, I mean, is really testimony to why we felt able to book the impairment reversal that I described earlier. If you go back 2 years, we had negative operating free cash flow of 77 million zloty, which was flat on the year before, as we continue to invest in the development of the business. For 2010, we had 160 million zloty in free cash flow generation, and we're looking for some improvement on that figure for 2011. So with those, and then finally on slide 16, just to go quickly through the reconciliation of adjusted EBITDA down to the net profit line before I hand it back to Mirosław. Most of the unusual items you'll be pretty familiar with. There is one, the impairment I already described. I'd just like to point out that since 1st of January 2010, any expenses incurred on mergers and acquisitions, including successful mergers and acquisitions, like the Ethernet transactions we did in 2010, are now expensed rather than capitalised into the value of the business that's been acquired. So that's being booked as an adjustment to EBITDA, as those costs are unpredictable and quite lumpy. Financial income, there's a significant swing round from a 13 million expense in 2009 to a 3 million gain during the whole of 2010. A big swing item obviously is the FX differences, much less volatility during 2010, plus interest income being earned on the 300 million of cash that we have at our disposal. One final comment regarding the income tax charge. We had 25 million charge this year versus an 88 million zloty credit to income tax last year. Last year we were recognising deferred tax assets for the first time, This year, we were obviously then amortizing those deferred tax assets. However, we booked about 17 million zloty reductions in those deferred tax assets associated with the impairment reversal. We also, on an annual basis, start to look 1 year further out in terms of timing differences. And as a result of that, there was a relatively low tax charge for the year as a whole. I just draw your attention to the fact we still have about 46 million zloty in unrecognized timing differences more than 5 years out, which are favorable for next year. So with those closing remarks that bring us down to the net profit for the year of the 264 million zloty, I'll hand it back over to Mirek to go through a couple more areas of the presentation.
Thank you, Jonathan. Ladies and gentlemen, let's flip to page 17, and I would give you just a few words of update on our key 2010 project, a project called Client Omania. And then just as a reminder, this project was launched with the goals to increase customer satisfaction at every stage of the customer lifecycle, and also to establish us, Netia, as a clear market leader in that respect. We want to make a clear differentiation point from the quality of service rather than the price as it was in the past. This project is self-financing through increased sales and better customer retention performance, and we already see this on a project or task-by-task basis. Just a few examples of tasks which we've completed to date, which is also telling a lot about what Clientomania, as we call it, is all about, and it is about the change of mentality of all of our employees. We have shortened and simplified activation procedures for the broadband services. We've significantly reduced time of claims handling. Here, important is that we went actually below formally required times for the claims handling, which again in the past was an assumption that this is good enough, but now we take a look more of the customer perspective than the formal requirements. We've implemented e-invoice with trusted signature functionality, with extended use of our electronic media in communication with clients, and again here we took a very different approach compared to the past with a proactive communication to customers. In the past, there was a lot of thinking that this is an incremental cost, but it turned out that proactively communicating really brings back much less incoming calls. As a result, it's cheaper, and the satisfaction is going up. We also put in place dedicated customer care center for business clients, the Soho SME in particular, and some corporate segments. We implemented new tools for technical field force, and also we made sure that all of our outsourcing partners, external partners, are into Clientomania and are deeply cooperating with us to make sure that customer experience is one, regardless whether this is done by our internal sales force or customer care or external one. And going forward, we'll be really measuring ourselves on one measure, which is the Net Promoter Score. We want to make sure that more customers proactively recommend us positively to new clients than those who would be, for whatever the reason, dissatisfied with our services. So again, we take very simplified approach to Clientomania, very much as we did take back in 2007 to selling new services. We had one objective, which was number of broadband services to acquire, and that helped us to succeed. Let's take a look now on page 18 at our 2011 guidance. We are guiding most along the same parameters. So total revenue, we are aiming at 1,610,000,000 zlotys or above. Our adjusted EBITDA, we are expecting to be above 405 million zlotys, which would give us 25% EBITDA margin. Our adjusted EBIT, we expect to be above 70 million zlotys. And we think we will invest in range of 230 million zlotys in CAPEX. As you know, we already have some initial pilot upgrades of the infrastructure into VDSL and Ethernet networks into 100 megabit type of speeds. That capital investment should come at 14% of revenue. We should generate operating free cash flow at 170 million zlotys or more. That gives more than 10% of the revenue, which is in line with our mid-term and long-term expectation to stay all the time above 10% of the free cash flow. Our broadband subscribers, we take a conservative look of having 780 to 800,000 subscribers at the end of 2011. When it comes to voice customers, we are, as I mentioned earlier, aiming at maintaining that customer base from 2010. And obviously, as it was in previous years, any acquisitions, whether this is Ethernet or major acquisitions, would obviously come on top of this 2011 guidance just presented. Let's flip to page 19. This page is really intended to demonstrate to you how we are thinking of improvement in our profitability until 2012. So how do we bridge from current 23% EBITDA margin to 28% we are guiding at by 2012. This is a simplistic way of looking at it, but I think it's really worth spending a minute on it and recognizing three major buckets of that growth improvement. One, the first one, which would deliver around 2 percentage points, comes really from the customer volume impact, more customers, and also service mix of those customers, i.e. there is going to be increasing importance of customers on our own infrastructure, and I'm not talking LLU, which is in the second bucket, but really our Ethernet networks and our copper networks, as well as growing importance of the corporate customers and the strategy, which is intending to start growing revenue also within the corporate customer segment, which is all on our own infrastructure and has a higher margin. The second bucket of improvement comes from LLU itself. Obviously, new sales way beyond and above the 127,000 customers we have right now, but also migration of the current Bstream access, low-margin type of services into LLU as we are rolling out farther loops. And a third improvement, around 1 percentage point, should come from started investment into NGA, with more services, so double play, but also IPTV, which we started rolling out really beginning of this year. And there is some negative effect of additional costs connected with that, but overall this would have a positive impact of around 1%. So that demonstrates how we are bridging from past year's 23% through 25% EBITDA margin this year to 28% by 2012. Let's take a very quick look, page 20, on our guidance of a mid-term perspective. Basically, the left column shows the 2010-2012 guidance, which is really maintained guidance from what we've been presenting before, so I'm not going to go through it. 2012 and beyond is what we presented on January 13th when we were announcing our strategy. Again, very briefly, we are planning to increase our fixed line market share to at least 15%. That would be accomplished through growth of the revenue, growth on the overall declining market, so that's important to bear in mind. And we are confident we would keep EBITDA margin in the range of 26 to 28% throughout the strategy time frame, which is through 2020, and CAPEX to sales ratio below 15% in the years of a major upgrade of the infrastructure, but down to as low as 10 to 12% thereafter. And as I said, operating free cash flow should be continuously above 10% going forward. And just as a footnote, again, that obviously excludes any major acquisitions or mergers or acquisitions. Ladies and gentlemen, page 21 is really for the reminder purposes, again presented back in 13th of January. We are strongly positioned to go after major acquisitions in the market. We believe there are such opportunities. We have cash available both on the balance sheet as well as through the arrangements with the banks, and we intend to keep at least 300 million cash, so-called acquisition fund, and only if we come to the conclusion that there is no other growth opportunities, which is our major focus, through acquisitions, we will consider redistribution of that acquisition fund back to shareholders. But also within distribution policy, we clearly state that the surplus funds above this 300 million acquisition fund, we will be proposing to shareholders to distribute through buyback or dividends. So let's just quickly summarize what we've said to date and open time for questions. Our 2007 announced broadband strategy is driving profits improvements and free cash flow generation, as expected. Our January announced 2020 strategy is really focusing us, focusing company on further progress on multi-play, integrated services, further rollout of LLU, improvement to make it really a competitive factor of the quality of customer care, as well as upgrade to NGA, which would give us another competitive angle and improvement in profitability. We've talked intensively about the impairment reversal, which boosted our profit for 2010. And I've mentioned already that we are well positioned for acquisition opportunities. Today we've provided you with the outlook, I'm not going to repeat it right now, and also distribution policy have been laid out in January. So I think we've equipped investors with a really fully transparent set of information for making well-educated decisions. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attention, and please, we are open to any questions you might have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question on this call, please press 7 on your telephone keypad now. And we have a question from the line of Pavel Puchalski from BZWBK. Please go ahead, Pavel.
Hello, Pavel Puchalski here. Few questions from my side. Firstly, did you say the management will propose 200 million dividend payout in the mid of 2011?
No, we didn't say anything that clear cut, but as you know, we have an AGM coming up most likely in May, and we will make a recommendation at that time. We are, you know, we've made the distribution policy of management very clear. We're able now to discuss the views with major shareholders whether they would like dividends or buybacks, and based on that, we're making the recommendation to the AGM. But the policy of distributing the surplus above the 300 stands.
But, well, rephrase my question. Do you see possibility of 200 million zlotys payout in dividends in the mid of 2011?
150 to 200 million zloty either through a buyback or dividends is feasible. But we need to also consider that we have you know, large shareholders who have a significant voice at the AGM, and we decide which of those two options to propose.
Other question, how are you going on in first quarter of 2011? Do you see your first quarter results considered better than fourth quarter, because they should be better without one-offs?
Better in what respect?
In respect of EBITDA.
Well, if you look at the full year guidance, it is assuming an improvement in all the financial parameters. And we've been announcing it, obviously, in the middle of January. So, kind of taking into account already an ongoing performance. So I'm not going to talk, I'm not going to comment in details about the first quarter performance. But yes, we are presenting today an improved guidance compared to the 2010 results with the confidence that we can deliver it.
Okay, and the last question from my side. Your guidance for 2011 broadband customer base is, well, up to 800,000 clients. How it compares, well, in my view, it compares badly with your next year's goal of reaching 1 million clients, because there is a 200,000 client gap. How you want to manage that?
Yes, thank you for that question, and that also corresponds with some of the discussions we've been following in some other comments of analysts and in press, which has been speculating on whether this is feasible with or without acquisitions. We've been very clear from the back in 2007, really, that the million subscriber target is acquisitions, and we've been even providing in one of early presentations that around 200,000 from that million target should come from acquisitions. And on acquisition front, we are really halfway through, because we have slightly above 100,000 subscribers in Ethernet networks. So I'd say we should really stick to that guidance, which is assuming still major effort on Ethernet acquisitions going forward, and we have 2 years ahead of us to deliver on that front. Also, the 800,000 target for this year does not include any Ethernet acquisitions. So any Ethernet acquisitions should come on top, and that the same would be true for 2012.
So, well, the very last question from my side, what would be your expectation of Ethernet client bases acquired in 2011?
We made a decision not to provide that clear guidance for the commercial reasons, not to really suggest to the market of how many subscribers we intend to acquire that way. But we have already well-developed pipeline of projects, and you know, we'll be probably reporting quarter after quarter how we are doing on that front.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, just another reminder. Please press 7 if you wish to ask a question on this call. And we have a question coming from the line of Marcin Pogzhanin from Polish Press. Please go ahead.
Well, first, as a matter of fact, I don't have any question. I don't know. I didn't press any pound and a key that would indicate I don't have a question.
Ladies and gentlemen, so just a final reminder, please press 7 if you wish to ask a question on this call. As there are no further questions, I'll turn the call over to Mr. Godlewski for his final comments. Please go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for all your questions. As I said in the beginning, we are really happy with the results we've been publishing today, and we are confident about 2011 targets we set for ourselves and the reversal of the impairment, I think, as our CFO explained, reflects the confidence in the future cash flows of this company. Thank you again for your attention, and we are looking forward to meeting you all in person going forward. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Thank you for joining. You may now replace your handset.